I took a chance and went to see if Dreher had posted something on this. He did. And Daniel E. Brooks, a 39-year-old Milwaukee man, faced 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Now, what a stark difference this is. Let's see if Prosecutor Bigner, let's see if we get a prosecutor who is as zealous against Daniel E. Brooks as Bigner was and Fatboy Krause were, Lunchbox, were against Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's see if there is a zealous to frame the intent to kill and the homicidal rampage that Brooks went on. By the by, the guy lived near enough, he knew it was a Christmas parade. You know, the demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. The old ladies basically shielded the children, the young people that were in the dance troupe ahead of them. So you might say that the dancing grannies of Milwaukee gave their lives for the next generation. Because even though they were, 18 or so, very young girls that have been hospitalized, a couple of have been operated on. It was the older ladies that bore the brunt of Brooks's homicidal rampage. You know, I don't know why people aren't completely not only outraged, incensed, but now on full four. What is it? DEFCON 1 is the highest level you get. You should be at DEFCON 2 right now. If you go anywhere in public now, it's becoming more and more plain and apparent that now this maybe this only applies right now in northern Yankee blue states. Let's pray it doesn't apply anywhere. But it's becoming apparent that if you go out into public, and especially at a mass public gathering, and you're not trained as with a CCW, and you don't know how to handle yourself and become a knight immediately if you're called upon to place yourself into the service of other people. You know, Suzanne Sherman called Richard Barrett yesterday, and they're both preppers, and they were talking about how you're going to have citizen forces now. You know, if you're going to have these parades, maybe men should get together beforehand and go like, okay, we don't know if we can rely on the cops. Maybe you live in a place where there's a good sheriff. We have a good sheriff here. And I don't think that Randy Smith would be derelict in his duty and would allow this to happen in our parish. But maybe we have parishes and not counties. But maybe where you live, you have a sheriff who's not so good. And has already been threatened with his department being defunded and what have you. What if you live in Austin, Texas? Would you go to a, here's a question. Would you go to a Christmas parade if they would allow one in libtard Austin, Texas? And place yourself and your family out in a public concourse where a madman like Brooks would have access to you? These are serious questions because there are serious times in here. By the by, this is all happening under the the laissez-faire, watchful and freedom-minded umbrella that is liberalism, the Enlightenment, and modernity. Many, many more people are concluding every single day that they want out of this freaking rat race. You know, I'll tell you a quick story here. Saturday when we were going to go to meet the Simpsons at the movie tavern to go watch Ghostbusters. By the by, I didn't see that story that you had with all the geeks, with the geek guys that had gone through the entire movie and done all the Easter eggs. As the crow flies from my house to the movie tavern It's about 7 miles. If I could just get in a helicopter, or if I was Superman and I could fly, then I just make a beeline. Might not even be 7 miles, 6 or 7 miles, not far. Taking the roads that I'm forced to take because of our wonderful civil engineering corps here is probably closer to 8 miles. So to go 8 miles, it took me 50 minutes. Let me repeat that. And this is not a major metropolitan area. I do not live in New Orleans proper. The town that we live in used to be one of the more quaint, small kind of country towns that was within driving distance, easy driving distance of New Orleans. It used to be a little vacation, kind of like a bed and breakfast getaway weekend if you lived in New Orleans. Now it's gotten out of control and much bigger now. But here's the point. There is, and this, I bet this happens where you live too. There is absolutely no care or deference given whatsoever to the people that currently reside in any geographical or regional area, anywhere, almost anywhere in the United States, for the current residents and their quality of life. You see, because my quality of life can only be enhanced, and it must progress by adding a Panera Bread shop. If we don't have Panera Bread, we're screwed. What a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthal serfs we must be. And so without any concern and without any very much planning, most areas like the one I live in, the people that are in the political class, all they can think of is, quote, growing the tax base, close quote. We must have a greater and larger and growing tax base. What does that mean? Well, we need to cram more people into this small geographic area. Why do you want to do that? Because they bring, like, you know, Panera Bread shops and stuff. And then we'll be really cool and ritzy. And we'll be really happy. Can't you be happy eating bread that you baked in your house? No! There's no joy to be found in breaking bread in your own house and eating it. That's right, Maggie. That's exactly what it is. There is not the motto of the people that are running this area and this town and this county or parish is no tree left standing. They're not going to leave a single flipping tree unless it's a 300-year-old oak tree that is a historical marker or something that they have to. Can't we just cut it down? No, it's 300 years old. Can we trim it? It's in the way. Look, we want to put a Starbucks up over there. I'm just giving you just one small indicator of, and as Mitch Chur and I are sitting in this traffic going like, whose idea was this? Who was the sadist who dreamed up mechanized transportation and that somehow we would all enjoy being stuck in these metal boxes, or these days, polycarbonate boxes called cars for hours upon hours upon hours at end. You know, it's amazing that there hasn't already been a revolt, but you know what the answer is? Well, let's just expand the roads. And there's an old saying, poop expands to space available. If you expand the roads, you're just going to add more cars. They'll find a way. They're going to widen the interstate here from 4 lanes. They already widened it once. 2 areas, they widened it to 3 lanes. Didn't do anything. So they're going to widen it now to 6 lanes. That's not going to be enough. They'll just keep cramming. Remember, the motto around here is no tree left standing. They'll just keep cramming people in, and I'm sure this is happening in other suburban areas across the amber waves of traffic jams. The point being is that this is this really necessary for to have a quality of life? You know, I'm reading Michael Warren Davis's A Reactionary Mind book, Why Conservative Isn't Enough. We're going to have Michael on next week. I told Maggie this morning, I'm like, that is a really good book. TKGOAT does not get embroiled in a book easily. Well, I'm already on page 60-some, and I read about 50 of those last night because I was like, I was a page turner. I couldn't put it down. Good stuff. I bring this up because we have a modern-day version and a modern-day system of politics that goes along with this. You know, Michael Hitchburn, who may or may not be my guest in the last segment of the program here today, has a great piece of the Crisis Magazine yesterday. And I had it in yesterday's pile of prep. I think I touched on it briefly. I think it's worthy of revisiting. And if Mr. Hitchburn is available, then we'll have him on. We'll have him on to talk about this. And the pieces here's the title: "The Entire Democrat Party Must Be Condemned." Now, I can't make a direct correlation. Yes, I can to Darrell E. Brooks Jr. and the Democrat Party. It's not hard to do. Here, go to the American Conservative site and the story that Dreher put up about Darrell E. Brooks. And what do you find? He was not fleeing a knife fight, as earlier speculation had it. He was not being chased by the police. Why did he do it? Why did he drive his car on purpose of a crowd of people at a Christmas parade? Well, number one, he knew it was a Christmas parade. Number two, Waukesha is a sleepy little community. It does have a mixed race population to it, but it is a majority white city. This lunatic knew exactly what he was doing. As a matter of fact, he even knew where he wanted to go and at what point he wanted to enter the parade route, as the cops were kind of pointing out yesterday. And you'd have to have a little bit of knowledge of how the streets work there, because there are one ways in a downtown area. So you'd have to know which one way to get to where you're going if you were going to crash the party, if you will.